Tiffany Haddish will play Olympic icon Florence Griffith Joyner. That's right, you heard me correctly. Tiffany Haddish will play Flo-Jo in a new movie based on Flo-Jo's inspiring life. Tiffany is working with Flo-Jo's husband, Al Joyner. He'll train her. Tiffany is also the producer of the movie. What do you guys think?
Okay, that's
Tiffany
big.
Haddish
Go
is Flo-Jo, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just so glad someone's bringing her life to the screen because she was so inspirational, you know.
She's a bad girl.
Everybody loved her. Her fashions, her sportsmanship. She was
a
great
nails,
athlete.
Yes. Looks, gold medalist.
She was a trendsetter. She was beautiful. Everything.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. She was gorgeous.
One leg out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Boy. One
that
leg
was
out,
my favorite.
Jay.
That was my
one
favorite,
leg out.
Jay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But do you know what she finna go through getting in shape for this right here?
Yeah. Oh, Tiffany. Jo? Yeah. Well, she's got a great trainer. He trained his wife, and so he knows what to do. He's got a great trainer.
His wife a track star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Tiffany's an actress, and sounds like she's dedicated because she's going to produce it.
They said she's
it.
Already started training.
Mm-hmm.
She's already started.
Remember, she's been getting in shape. She has
good
been
luck.
Getting in shape.
Good luck. Good luck. Hell of a.
We'll see.
I want to see the movie.
Hell of a challenge. Me let me put it that way.
That'll be like me. That'll be like me playing Usain Bolt.
No, it won't.
At 64.
No, that's different.
Hanging there, Steve. Come on, man. What you doing? Get your stick. Point, Steve, stop fouling. Cut.
Eat mine. Eat mine. You're messing up my picture, mine.
Cut, man. Your makeup is running again. Cut.
All right, another trending news. Amazon says it will stop testing most employees for marijuana use. Amazon will no longer...
Oh, yeah, they're scared they ain't going to have nobody.
They're going to have to close down shop.
That's what that is. Let's quit testing these damn people.
We're going to have to close. You do know delivery going to be slow, don't you? It's going to be real
slow.
Not only
is it going to be slow, you're going to be like, I didn't order 6 umbrellas. When did I order 6?
Right, Jay.
That's why they got that half-ass smile on the side of that truck. Everybody in there high.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So no longer marijuana tests for any employee who isn't regulated by the Department of Transportation. So basically now the delivery drivers, they can just go on and do their thing. As we all know,
but
weed
they'll
is
be
legalized.
Tested.
Yeah, they're
the
going to be tested, but.
The drivers
going to be tested.
Yes.
Parrots. I didn't
but
order
the
no
employees.
Damn parrots.
Parrots.
What, Jay?
As we all know, of course, weed is legalized for recreational and medicinal use by different states across the country.
But you got to test them drivers, though. You know how many Amazon vans just be pulled over on the side of the road? Wake up, man. What you doing? Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Not only that, if there's anything eat in the back of that truck, it's gone.
Yeah.
That you've it's ordered? Gone. They'll eat your orders?
What? They know them packages. They know them packages, Jay.
Yeah.
Who ate all cookies. The Girl Scout cookies, man? Who ate all the Girl Scout cookies?
All right, Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amazon.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. All right, Steve,
yes.
Here we go. Time for our headlines.
Here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good morning, everyone out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. The Biden administration donating tens of millions of surplus COVID vaccine doses to the world. Of the first 25 million donated, 75% of that group going to a group called COVAX. That's an international vehicle for getting vaccines to poor countries. While the other 25% is to be sent directly to areas of the globe that the U.S. is prioritizing, like Mexico, Canada, Korea, Iraq, the Gaza Strip, and parts of Africa. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor.
United States is not doing this as some kind of back and forth deal where we're getting something for what we're giving. We are giving these for a single purpose. It is the purpose of ending this pandemic.
And that's what they want to do. And they say that it's just the right thing to do for the world, actually. Minneapolis yesterday, construction crews reopened the intersection where George Floyd was murdered last May. That was 39th Street in Chicago. It's apparently the first time more than a year that street was open. Community activist Steve Floyd, part of a group called Change Incorporated, which he says approached city fathers about reopening it.
They're going to block off the George Floyd Memorial area where he was murdered. They also going to do the other side to protect the mural on the wall. They're not removing anything. And exactly, they're going to put bump outs for the restaurants so they can have people out there dining during the summer.
However, word is another group has stopped the total reopening of that little area, demanding that their list of demands be addressed first. So stay tuned. I'll keep you abreast of what's going on there. Looks like after many years, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's enemies have finally banded together to get him out. That is, Netanyahu still fights corruption charges in the Israeli courts. The FBI investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in his political fundraising activities when he owned his own business. DeJoy criticized last year, accused of getting rid of sorting machines in post offices in an effort to slow the mail-in presidential votes to help Donald Trump. In fact, DeJoy reportedly donated $1 million of his own money directly to the Trump campaign. Okay, this is the kind of news I like to report. A Tulsa, Oklahoma nonprofit is gifting $100,000 to each of the three known century-old survivors of the Black Wall Street Massacre in 1921. They each get $100,000. The racist, jealous whites looted black middle-class homes and businesses before burning down some 40 square blocks of that neighborhood. So that's wonderful. Sometimes you just don't know what's going on with people. In case in point, a woman in Texas filmed at the El Paso Zoo climbing into the monkey cage and feeding them flaming hot Cheetos.
Dangerously cheesy.
I don't know. That woman is identified as Lucy Ray. The zoo's director says she's both stupid and lucky. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.